Haunting. Very nice. Our scripture reading this morning is in Psalms 121. And I'm reading the New King James Version. And it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. And those who are able to kneel, we'll ask you to kneel and we will pray. Father in heaven, first ask that you forgive me individually and this church communally for any sins against you, that we might enter the throne room and make request of you, that you will bless this service, this special remembrance of your Son. Father, be with us in this communion service that we might remember the sacrifice that your Son made in body and blood that made it possible for us to reconcile with you. Father, give us that mind that recognizes the plan of salvation that required sacrifice, that our debt was paid. We thank you for your plan and for your Son's willingness to follow it through. And I pray for each person here that they have a special experience in this service today. Father, be with each that can't be here, and also bring a special blessing on them. And anyone that's hurting, I ask that you comfort them and remind them that you'll make all things right. Father, come soon and take us home, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Life is unfair. Life is hard. And life is challenging. And at the same time, while we struggle through these things, Satan works to discourage us, defeat us, and destroy us. So what do? Remember God. Remember God. So let's take a look at Psalms 121, a song of ascents. Starts out, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over you, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Wow, what a promise, huh? What a promise. There are times when we likely don't feel very spiritual. You know, we can even feel alone. At times like these, our assurance is not based on our circumstances. No. Our assurance is based upon our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's who we need to lean on. At times like these, we need to remember how God takes care of us. Remember God's steadfast love? Remember God's passion for you? Remember God's tender mercy? And remembering that He's the giver and the sustainer of life? When King David was on his worst part of his life, he still remembered the perfection and faithfulness of God. Oh Lord, he says, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong habitation, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me. You are my rock, my fortress. You see, whenever we face trials, we need to remember God and who He is. Sometimes we can get so focused on our trials that we forget to focus on Him. Isn't that true? Remember God with a song of thanksgiving. Remember God as a song of thanksgiving. David writes, I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully. If you want to stay healthy as a Christian, you need to go back and remember what God has done for you in the past. Think back in the past, especially if you get discouraged. What has God done for you? We need to polish the moments of the great victories in our lives. That's one of the reasons we are wise if we keep journals. How God blesses us at different times in our lives. And go back and look at those journals and read the blessings that God has given us. David consults the journal of his mind with his dealings and his Lord, and he realized that God has dealt bountifully with me, he says. Remember God with praise. Praise offered in the face of adversity makes no sense in any worldly calculation. When we begin to praise God, not in response to prosperity, but in defiance of misfortune, we align ourselves with God and things change, start changing our hearts. So praise God, even when we're having troubles, because God inhabits in the praises of His people. Inhabits when we praise us. He's close by. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Paul and Silas, remember, in prison, were praising God. How many of you would praise God when you're in prison? Paul and Silas did. So if we find ourselves in a desert somewhere, or in the dungeons, or somewhere that's uncomfortable, our friends will give us the kinds of advice, but the last thing they will likely counsel us to do when we're in trouble is to praise God. When Job lay suffering with every earthly pleasure stripped away from him, his wife suggested that he should curse God. Yeah. Curse God and die, she says. And yet Job still prays God. Remember God with his song. David praised God. I will sing to the Lord, he says, as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Wow. So in the midst of loneliness, what are we supposed to do? Praise God. With every part of our body, soul, and spirit. Praise God. No matter what, praise God. Praising God, regardless of your personal circumstances and your heart and mind, will be renewed as you praise him. Your perspective will widen. Your attitude towards God will never be the same as long as you're praising God. It affects our minds. Remember how God has helped you in the past? God will continue to lead each and every one of us in the future. So praise him. Praise God. Continuously praise him. Remember the rainbow? Not only did God reassure Noah, but God used a sign to back up what he assured. And that sign was the rainbow. And it was to be a reminder, primary to God, really, but also to Noah, that what God promised was true. It was true. And whenever Noah looked up at that rainbow, he could remember God's promise. Remember God's promise. No matter how bad were the rainbow remains, no matter how bad things get, the rainbow remains. Even if Noah forgot to look, even if you forgot to look, God would look, and he would remember. God remembers. And we should remember God's promises likewise. What he has promised each and every one of us. Remember, God is still on his throne. And he rules the world. He is in charge. Sometimes we forget that. But God is in charge. He's in charge. And remember, God cannot lie. God sent Jesus to this world. He has sent ministers to preach the gospel and to convict of our sins and to beg us to come to him as he's forgiven us our sins. And rest assured, he is intensely interested in you, that you continue to walk with him in his ways. God cares about you, about me. And yet we tend to forget. We tend to forget without reminders. No matter how many times God has delivered the Israelites from the enemies, from plagues, starvation, slavery, they are prone to forget. They turn to idolatry, to self-determination, to immorality, because they forgot God. We may be prone to forget too. What can make us forget God? Well, one thing, prosperity. Yeah. Prosperity. Moses said, when you have eaten your fill, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But that is time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and laws. So when we're blessed so abundantly, sometimes human nature, we forget. Who is it that's blessing us? Is it our hard work? Our achievements? No, God is the one that's blessing us. Don't forget God. Prosperity can make us forget God. Also, pride can make us forget God. Nebuchadnezzar, who considered the great city of Babylon, he boasted, Here is what he actually said. Just look at this great city of Babylon. I, by my own mighty power, have built this beautiful city as my royal residence and as an expression of my royal splendor. Wow. Prosperity and pride can make us forget God. Maybe it's a blessing to be poor. What about popularity? What about popularity? Paul says this, if I were still trying to please people, I would not be Christ's servant. God said to Jeremiah, but my people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned against me and have chosen to practice idolatry. Whatever looms in our minds that is larger than God, such as our desires, our tension, our affection, our devotion, if it's larger than God, it's an idol. It's an idol. And Paul wrote, so my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. Free from the worship of desires, from the worship of attention, from the worship of affection, from the worship of these idols. I give you 9 reasons now why you need to remember God. Here they are. Number 1, people forget his works and his providence, so they forget God. God wanted the Israelites to remember him because he knew the power that memory has upon the human behavior. And Moses explained this quite clearly. He said, be careful not to forget the Lord, your God, by neglecting his commandments. Lest, when you've eaten your fill and have built fine houses and lived in them and have increased your herds and flocks, your silver, your gold, all your property, you then become hardy in heart and unmerciful of the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. So prosperity could be a curse. Having good things may not be a blessing if we forget who gave them to us. Yes. Second reason to remember God. Remember, God has made us in his image. Wow. A third, most of us only remember God in times of crisis, unfortunately. Four, remembering God builds our faith. Builds our faith. Number 5, remember God is the one chases the blues away. God is the one that chases them away. And number 6, remembering God enables us to face uncertain times. So back to number 5. God's the one who chases the blues away. A man was released from a POW camp. When he got home, he was asked, how do you come through your ordeal and keep your hope? He said, they could take away my food and my freedom. They could beat me and they could torture me. But they could not make me forget God. God and all that Jesus has done for me. Remember, God kept me sane, he said. Remember, God enables us to face uncertain times. A little girl had to have a major surgery And as she was preparing, the nurse noted how calm and happy she was. And she asked the little girl, "Are you afraid of this surgery? Are you afraid of this surgery?" And the little girl smiled and said, "Oh, no. My daddy told me not to be afraid. He told me about Jesus and that he would be there with me." And then the nurse said, "Are you afraid?" And the nurse smiled to the little girl and answered, "No, sweetie. Jesus will be with me during this surgery, too." So the little girl wasn't afraid. The nurse wasn't afraid. The little girl's father had been faithful in passing on remembrance of God to his child, and she passed it on to the nurse. Number 8, we need to remember God with every breath. You know why? Because we don't know where our next breath is going to come from. It might be our last one. Yeah. Conclusion, remember God. Remember what he has given you. Think about what God has given you. Man, I think of my life and I can't believe how God has been good, so good to me. Incredible. And I'll tell you, he's given you and me enough. He's given us plenty. Enough happiness to keep you sweet. Enough trials to keep you strong. Enough sorrows to keep you human. Enough hope to keep you happy. Enough failure to keep you humble. Enough success. Keep you eager. What happened? I guess God gave us enough. Enough friends to keep you comfort. Enough wealth to meet your needs. Enough enthusiasm to make you look forward. Enough faith to banish depression, and enough determination to make each day a better day than the last. So remember, God enables us to live life forward, while understanding comes from looking back and seeing God's blessings and intervention. Remember, God is with you all the rest of the days of your life, no matter what. And as you remember, you will receive more love, more power, and have more of him in your life. If you let God have your life, he will be active in it and so powerful in it that you will have daily reminders of him, his power, his grace, his works, in your life. So let's celebrate. Let's celebrate in remembering all that Jesus has done for each and every one of us by serving one another, celebrating communion together. Let us always be in thanksgiving of the blessing that God gives us. Remember God. Remember him every moment of your life, every trial, every blessing. Remember God. Don't ever forget. He walks with you continuously, every moment of every day. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate that by serving one another and praising God. Okay? Jesus, be with us as we serve each other and remembering how you serve the disciples and how you serve us daily and walk with us. Let us never forget, but help us, Father, to remember. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. You're welcome to